So when me and my wife found out we'd be moving to Durham, we got really excited. And then it suddenly dawned on us that we were going to be at least 3 hours away from Emma's family and a good 2.5 hours away from mine. Now, we'd never lived that far away from support. And particularly with moving with a 6-month-old baby, I don't think it dawned on us how difficult we might find it. But I think that's because of my military background. I've always felt like I should be able to take whatever's going on and deal with it. I don't need to ask for support. And even in all my prayers, I don't like to say, help. I'd rather give thanks to God for the things I can see him doing in other people's lives. I find it really hard to think about what's going on with me. Now, unfortunately, Emma's had issues with her back and with her knees for a little bit of time now. And it all came to a head when one morning she woke up and wasn't able to move. She couldn't feel anything from the waist down. I don't know if you can imagine what it's like when you wake up with a screaming child in one room and you've got your wife in the bed next to you not being able to move from the waist down. I genuinely didn't know what to do. And so we rang for an ambulance. I tried to cope with Lucy, who was not even a year old at this point. And the ambulance came and Emma's being taken in the back and I'm thinking, oh no, I've got a dog to worry about. I've got my daughter. What do I do? And it's amazing in those moments when God gives you the help you need, even without asking for it. Because a next door neighbour across the road about 7 in the morning came over and just told me to not worry, don't worry. That I was to go with Emma in the ambulance and she would watch over Lucy and the dog. And I just thank God that in a time when I was running around panicking what I should be doing, I completely forgot to trust that God had things in hand.